Welcome and thanks for joining Deacon Ryan, the people's platform and community where like-minded people come together to gather, pray, and above all, share our love for both God and one another. That's Here with Deacon Ryan. Let's pray.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, my friends, here we are, the final day of Lent, Spy Wednesday. We're on the eve of the Holy Triduum, that privileged season in the life of the Church where we celebrate the greatest act of love that the world will ever experience. The high point of the liturgical year, where we emerge from the tomb to the sound of bells being rung and light breaking forth and the sound of Alleluia being proclaimed. And yet, yesterday and today, the climax of our gospel readings focus on betrayal. Yesterday we heard John's account of not only Judas's betrayal, Judas the betrayer, the traitor, the son of perdition, but we also heard of Peter's denial, the disavowal of Kepha, the rock upon which the church was founded. And as if that wasn't enough, today we get a second account of Judas's betrayal, and that horrible pronouncement, "But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." We love to heap honorifics on the saints and conversely titles of condemnation on the villains, and sometimes we do it because it helps us to distance ourselves from our own truth. I am so glad that I am not Judas Iscariot. I am so glad that I did not betray Jesus and willingly participate in the chain of events that led to his arrest, to his torture, to his crucifixion. I'm so glad that I am so solid in my faith that I would never deny Jesus as Peter, Saint Peter, did. And yet, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's what we read in Romans. We have to admit, we're sinners. But it wasn't my sins. It wasn't my transgressions that put Jesus on the cross, right? He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. That's from 1 John chapter 2. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, 1 Peter chapter 2. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities, Isaiah chapter 53. It can be really hard to look truth, the truth, Jesus Christ himself, to look at Jesus and to admit our participation in his passion. And for some of us, when we look that truth in the eye today, day 40, and then do an examination of our efforts over the last 40 days of Lent, well, for some, our efforts may feel inadequate. And it may be so. It may be that we didn't respond to the invitation to repent as well as we should have. Maybe we weren't as rigorous with our fasting. Maybe we didn't spend enough time in prayer or performing those spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Maybe we tried to turn back to God, but we still struggle over and over again with our attachment to sin. My friends, whether you rocked this Lent, whether you hit all your goals and were able to enter deeply into this season, or maybe it was a complete dumpster fire, maybe despite your efforts, you feel like you fell short no matter what path you took on your journey through Lent. No matter what the case may be, we must always root ourselves in hope and trust and remember that Jesus took on the sins of the world. He suffered and died on the cross so that we don't have to. As my earlier quote from 1 Peter concludes, yes, he bore our sins in his body so that by his wounds we have been healed. Yes, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 tells us that he was pierced for our transgressions, but it concludes with, upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. We can go to 1 Peter chapter 3, teaches us, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. That, my friends, is the love that our Lord has for us. That's the love that we will be celebrating in a few short hours. And despite betrayal and denial by those closest to him, he chose to accept death on the cross for us. On this last day of Lent, call to mind the parable of the workers in the vineyard and appreciate that no matter how successful or unsuccessful you believe your Lenten observance to be today, on day 40, the last day, the 11th hour, you still have an opportunity to repent, to turn away from sin, to orientate yourself back to Christ. In our first reading, we heard, for the Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds, the bonds of sin, he spurns not. Even though there are only hours left in Lent, you can still respond to his invitation to not only carry your cross, but to participate in his resurrection. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Thanks once again for taking the time to join Deacon Ryan, the people's platform and community where like-minded people come together to gather, pray, and above all, share our love for both God and one another. That's Here with Deacon Ryan.